For the Tangent on Veritas Catholic Network, I'm Father Sam Kachuba with your daily gospel reflection. Today we read from John chapter 6, verses 1 through 15. We're at the beginning of the Bread of Life discourse, but here we find Jesus feeding the 5,000, taking 5 loaves and 2 fish and feeding an abundant crowd. What we see here now is, in the context of Easter, how Jesus, the one who is risen from the dead, wants to feed his people. Now, we see this before the Passion. We see this chronologically in the life of Jesus, and we see it as a proof of his divinity, that he can feed people, and that he feeds the people of Israel with bread, bread that has no earthly origin, because these 5 loaves and 2 fish are not nearly enough for a crowd of 5,000. But Jesus feeds them abundantly, and he feeds them such that all have enough to satisfy them. Just as God fed the Israelites in the desert with manna, and no matter how much the Israelites took, they always had enough to satisfy their hunger, so everyone has enough to satisfy, such that there's even left over. There's even something left over. So here we have Jesus feeding this great crowd. But we read this now in the context of Easter, Christ who is risen from the dead and who still wants to feed us abundantly. Jesus, who is himself the bread of life, he gives himself to us. He is our true food. Well, it's Jesus risen from the dead who we receive in the Eucharist. Jesus, who was crucified for us, but who is alive. We're not receiving a dead body when we receive Jesus in the Eucharist. Rather, we are receiving his living body. Jesus, who is alive, comes to you and to me, and he gives himself to us that we might share in his life. And so, this bread that is broken and shared, this gift that is offered to the 5,000, is offered to you and to me. May we receive that living body. May we receive that living grace. And so come to life everlasting ourselves.